This evening, there'll be an open house in downtown Boulder at the Boulder County Courthouse on the Pearl Street Mall. And it's to get public input on the Forest Service Recreational Sport Shooting Project. And the two particular areas in question are Arapahoe and Roosevelt National Forests. We're going to be joined now in the studio by Gary Sanfason. He's with the county, but he's also part of this coalition that has been created to look at this issue, sportsshootingpartners.org. Thank you so much for joining us, Gary.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, tell us, what is Sports Shooting Partners? Because I know this is a multi-agency collaboration.
Well, this partnership was formed almost 5 years ago in January 2013. It includes four counties of Gilpin, Larimer, Clear Creek, and Boulder County, as well as Colorado Parks and Wildlife and the Forest Service. And basically, the scope and the goal of this partnership was to address the conflicts, the growing conflicts that were occurring on Forest Service lands in those counties around shooting, around other recreational users, as well as private residents.
And what are some of those conflicts? Alan, first of all, how many people do you think we're talking about here that are going up into the forests locally and recreationally shooting?
Yeah, that's a really good question. There hasn't been a survey. It would be pretty challenging to go out to the whole forest and find out how many people are actually shooting. But to give you an example, the Boulder County Sheriff's Office between an 18-month period in 2015-2016 fielded over 900 calls related to recreational sport shooting issues from various parties.
And so what are some of the complaints that they're hearing?
It ranges from, safety concerns, people out recreating, people in their homes feeling that there's, unsafe shooting in the area, also noise complaints.
The current legalities, though, what's the current legal situation in terms of these forests, the national forests? Can anyone go up and just start shooting?
Yeah, and I should be really clear at the start with this, that this is only related to Forest Service lands. Recreational sport shooting is allowed on private property. This won't affect hunting at all. But currently, you can go in the forest as long as it's open, and most of the forest is open except for some emergency closures where there have been safety issues. You have to shoot within the regulations. Some of those are 150 yards from a structure, from a recreation area. So as long as you're doing it safely and respectfully, you can currently go anywhere in the forest.
Now, of course, there are lots of other people recreating in different ways in the forest. And it seems to me that shooting is very specific in its own category, because that has significant consequences for the safety of other people.
Yeah, it does. It does have a significant consequence, but it's also historic. Has a lot of heritage in the West. People doing it responsibly and respectfully. So the intention of the partnership is not to eliminate shooting completely, but to just provide some management. The current forest plan does not have any guidelines for shooting, because back in the 90s, when the forest plan was developed, this was not an issue. There wasn't as much conflict. I think the real bottom line is there's just more of us living and recreating in the mountains now, in the forest. So the conflicts are just increasing.
But one of the other conflicts we haven't discussed, and maybe has come up as part of the sports shooting partners discussions, what about fire safety, given that we are in much drier climate? We are getting even drier, and a fire is a major issue, and shooting could significantly impact the fire risk. Is that something that's been discussed?
Yeah, and that's part of the management process here. Is the forest plan is looking at different alternatives to close different amounts of Forest Service lands that are appropriate for shooting or not appropriate. And in that process, the counties have committed to develop a shooting range to provide a place for those who are displaced from the Forest Service activity to a designated range. And those type of ranges will be engineered. There'll be berms. It'll be a very safe environment for, any future potential fire hazards.
So just to clarify, is one of the discussions happening to close off some of this forest area and instead provide a designated shooting range?
Yeah. So the Forest Service has been, since 2015, had open houses with a proposed action and have fielded over 1,600 comments about that plan. And now at this stage of their environmental analysis, they've come up with these four alternatives that are a range from do nothing to close the entire forest with the options in between. But part of the contingency of those closures going into effect is the county would have to put in a range to, again, offset the closures and provide a place for people to shoot.
And who would fund that?
That's a good question. Each county is kind of going about this in their own unique way. Currently, Clear Creek County has a site that's being developed on Forest Service lands. The Forest Service has applied for and obtained Colorado Parks and Wildlife grants, probably over $400,000 to do that. They're also working with the Army to have opportunity for them to do some of the earthwork because it's part of their training. Jefferson County, which is not part of this, has done a private RFP for that type of
request for proposals,
right, to get private entities interested in building a range. So there's a whole host of different opportunities. Summit County has a range on public land, but a nonprofit manages it. So there's a lot of different models.
What are some of the current challenges now around actually policing the area? Because I know the sheriff's department's already overstretched when we look at how much land that they have to look at. You know, I mean, is this an issue that needs to be staffed then as well? I mean, if you have a designated shooting range, that's one thing. But if some of the other alternatives that are either business as usual or allowing still access to the forests, what kind of staffing requirements would be needed to make sure people are adhering to the rules?
Yeah, it's going to take time to once closures are put in place, if that's the way the Forest Service ultimately goes, to create a new norm around where you can shoot and not. Because, again, right now you can go anywhere and shoot. But if there are closures, you know, the partnership is looking at how do we, you know, develop signage to help educate. We're looking at developing some or looking into some kind of app for your phone that would help you understand where shooting is allowed and where it's not. We're all putting our heads together, but in these tight time, financial times, how do we increase law enforcement activity? I think there's some folks feel like after a while it'll become known that you can't shoot in certain areas, so the actual amount of forest you have to patrol will be less. But initially, there will be need to have more law enforcement presence.
Now, I asked earlier about the safety consequences of this because they really could be significant. Has there been accidents? Have there been accidents, people being shot? Because I know there were some fatalities. Was it Larimer County? Somebody was shot?
Someone was shot in Larimer County recently. It was a recreational sport shooter. The person was not, it was injured, but has recovered. Someone south of us in the Pike National Forest was killed.
That was just somebody who was camping.
Camping, yes. Yep. So, and we've heard reports of people having bullets in their driveways, finding bullets on their property. So there are some cases of stray bullets. But no, there haven't been any injuries that I know of in Boulder County.
Anytime we talk about guns and gun rights and the use of guns and where people can use their guns, we get a lot of heated debate. We also get a lot of outside interests from some of the major players like the NRA. And locally here, the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association, are you hearing input or are you seeing any activity from any of those advocacy groups when you're discussing possibly restricting gun access in these areas?
Well, we've tried to stay in touch with those groups. We've had the NRA out to visit our situation, understand the context that we're working in. We took them a tour through the Clear Creek County, some of the informal shooting sites out there, just to help them understand what kind of situation we're facing here. We feel like this is a balanced approach of closing areas that are not appropriate for shooting, but opening designated ranges for people to go to. So we feel like this might be, you know, a potential model for other communities to emulate. It'll be we'll be learning as we go, but certainly those organizations are paying attention, and as they should. We're really encouraging all interested parties to participate in these open houses. We've had two already, one in Gilpin and Clear Creek County. We have one tonight in Boulder County at 6:30, and then Thursday night in Larimer County.
I would imagine if there is any kind of ripple effect and other communities start thinking about this, you might see more interest from some of these gun advocacy groups.
Yeah, and again, we're not trying to eliminate all shooting. That's not the goal of the partnership. We know, you know, there are a lot of, the vast majority of shooters are responsible, safe, and respectful. And so it's not about eliminating all opportunities, but it's really trying to do a better job of managing this activity, and as well as providing opportunities for them to shoot in a safe manner.
Well, this open house is happening this evening. It's from 6:30 p.m. It's at the Boulder County Courthouse on the Pearl Street Mall. If you can't attend that, there is a website with a lot more information about all the different agencies involved in trying to figure this out. That is sportsshootingpartners.org. We'll put a link to that, because you can also comment and submit your comments through that website. Who should be paying attention to this? Who should come along this evening? And what can they expect, Gary?
Yeah, it's an open house format, so there's not going to be any speeches or anything. It's really an opportunity for all interested parties, shooters, residents, other recreational users of the forest, or national forest, to come and understand what are the different alternatives the Forest Service is contemplating, and to provide your comments about them. There's no hard and fast deadline for submitting comments, but what the Forest Service is saying is they'll be most useful if you can get them in by the end of the month. And as you said, there will be comment cards at the open house. There'll be Forest Service reps at the maps to give you information, and you can go online and submit a comment as well.
That website again, sportsshootingpartners.org. Gary Sanfason with Boulder County, thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's 8:28. You're listening to KGNU.